Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin has had its differences with Governor Jim Doyle. The group has repeatedly challenged Doyle's decision to connect Wisconsin residents with online pharmacies in Canada and the United Kingdom. This time around, members are upset that Doyle would cut the amount by which they're reimbursed when they dispense drugs to poor, elderly, and disabled patients. Sue Sutter owns pharmacies in Horicon and Mayville. She's among those who are lobbying lawmakers to overturn Doyle's cuts.
One more time he goes after us. So, since the governor won't let us alone, we're not going to leave him alone.
A couple rural pharmacists announced earlier this week that they'll quit the state Medicaid program if Doyle's budget holds. But Doyle rejects the notion that the state isn't doing enough to help. He says right now the state picks up a bigger share of drug reimbursement costs for Medicaid patients than insurance companies. Doyle says Republicans have other motivations for trying to overturn his budget.
Their first impulse is that a few special interests have come to them, that's who they're going to look out for, and they're trying to spend more money. That's the first thing that they're doing.
Republicans insist that all 60 GOP lawmakers in the Assembly will vote to override Doyle on Tuesday. They'd need six Democrats to join them before the matter could head to the Senate. No governor's veto has been overturned by the full legislature in 20 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.